In this country, a small fraction of babies are delivered by midwives, about 12% or so. But the number of midwives is growing, and studies suggest deliveries from midwives have better outcomes. Thing is, only 5% or so of midwives are Black, and Black women statistically are far more likely to die during or right after pregnancy. Annalisa Morelli is reporting on this for our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Annalisa, welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Well, let's talk about midwives in general. Many of them have master's degrees in nursing, and studies suggest their deliveries have fewer complications, better outcomes. Is it clear why?
Essentially, this is a part of having more midwives in the workforce, you know, increases the number of people who are attending births. And so that way you allocate OBGYNs who are trained surgeons and, you know, as well as doctors to the most complicated births. Every other birth is looked after by midwives who has a training that, you know, encourages taking time, fewer intervention, is less linked to, say, rushing a C-section. And because of that, you know, there's fewer complications that arise during birth.
Understand. Now, with these benefits to midwives, we have seen the numbers go up in the U.S., but the number of Black midwives has not kept up. And I imagine many women, you know, prefer providers who look like them. But is there also evidence that there are medical benefits to, you know, what's called racially concordant medicine?
Yeah. And the key, the reason why it's especially important in the U.S. is that maternal health is especially poor for Black women in America. And so for them, having access to midwives, and in particular Black midwives, would likely significantly improve the outcomes and their chances of, first of all, surviving birth, which is, you know, the bare minimum, but also having a disease-free birth. The problem is it's very hard to diversify the workforce because there's the cost of education, the fact that Black midwifery used to be the standard in America until the end of the last century. So midwifery in America was a Black woman's job. This is until the end of the 18th century. And then with the advent of sort of professional medicine and medications and all that, you know, white doctors sort of pushed away any kind of midwifery, and especially Black midwifery, from maternal services, and sort of convinced women, you know, sort of using racism to its utmost extent, that you'd want to give birth with a trained white man, not with a Black woman who, you know, may be a sorcerer for all that you know.
Which creates challenges today, financial challenges, clinical challenges for midwives in general, Black midwives in particular, yeah?
Yes. So at this point, what we have is a small workforce. We know it needs expanding. In order to expanding, you know, we need to enroll more people in school. But once we enroll more people in midwife training, then they can't find preceptors. They cannot find preceptors in general.
These are their kind of clinical mentors that they need?
Exactly. They cannot find them because there's few of them. There's few midwives who can take students and teach them how to be midwives. And then because they can't find them, sometimes they have to forego earnings or wait an extra year to graduate. You know, they start paying student loans. All of these things are terrible for everyone who's studying midwifery. They're much worse for people who come from disadvantaged backgrounds. You add to that the fact that there's very few midwives already who are Black. And if you are, say, a Black student of midwifery and want a Black preceptors, your chances of finding one are extremely slim.
Yeah, and is there also, I guess, kind of a challenge on the demand side? That is, in a lot of certain communities, they may not be exposed, may even know that they have the option of a midwife, a Black midwife.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's not enough awareness in the United States about what a midwife does and what their role is in childbirth. It's not clear to most people, I would say, that these are, you know, highly trained healthcare specialists who are perfectly capable. And in fact, in most of the Western world, deliver the majority of babies.
Yeah. And finally, we have a few seconds left. I mean, these are deep systemic challenges that you're describing. Can you give us kind of one big solution that experts are suggesting to change things?
Yes, it's changing the way that midwifery training is funded and make it federally funded the way that medical training is funded.
Annalisa Morelli is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Annalisa, thanks for the time.
You're very welcome.